Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sure is, Champ Camp, and it is driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales service, parts and accessories. Good morning to you, 215-592-9494, for you to join the conversation today. Ruben Amar will join us coming up at 7 o'clock. We look forward to that. You know, I got to say, Reed just had it in the update. I was really saddened this morning to see the news about Ryan Sandberg. I was a big fan of that guy. Obviously, here it didn't work out when he was the manager, but what a player he was. True Hall of Famer. True Hall of Famer. You know, all those years in many of the 80s into the 90s, it felt like for so many years when you would have the All-Star game, you'd have like three of them always in the infield were set. Ryan Sandberg was the second baseman. Ozzie Smith was the shortstop, and Mike Schmidt was the third baseman. I mean, it's like it felt like every year. And then it was just a matter of who's the first baseman.
He was just the accepted best second baseman.
Oh, yeah.
Like until Robbie Alomar, essentially, like for that stretch, it was like best second baseman in baseball.
Totally. And the Cubs, who hadn't won anything in a long time, you know, made the playoffs twice, 84 and 89. And that was in a pretty good division because a lot of those years the Mets were very good. A lot of those years the Cardinals were very good. But when the Cubs broke through twice and won the division and made the playoffs, that was a pretty big deal. So, look, I was bummed to see Sandberg pass away. Obviously, it's a cancer battle he's had for a few years. But condolences to the Phillies family because Ryan Sandberg was a Phil twice. They traded him very early in his career.
Loved by everybody.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. That's what everyone said. That's what everybody said. All right, let's go to the phones. Your calls on everything we're discussing today, including this overarching question as we get near the trade deadline. Are you sure this is the year for the Phillies to go for it? I got James, Rhea, and John telling me it is, and I am convinced that they are telling me it is because they want it to be, not necessarily because it is. Let's go to the phones. Steve in Egg Harbor. Steve, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I hear a lot of things you're saying, Joe, and it do make sense, but the fact of the matter is they got to go for it now because I'm telling you right now, in 2 years, it is going to be a strike. I firmly believe it. Just by what you heard from Bryce Harper in the locker room the other day, you know what the owners want. They are going to try and get this, and it's going to be a battle. And this could really be a long summer. And first of all, I want to wish you all good luck. I want to wish you good luck today. You're playing for the dinosaurs, my friend. So you better win. And like I say in my announcer's voice, for the second time in three events, I hope Jack Fritz is the bet.
Jack Fritz is the bet is pretty good. That's not bad right there.
Steve, I appreciate it. Now, let me just ask you this question, Steve. Why do you support me instead of him? I'm just curious, because many don't.
Because I played full-court basketball until I was 53. I coached, and I'm 62 now, so yeah. I root for the older guys, man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's
take
fair.
What you can get, you.
Steve, are you sure this is the year for the Phillies to go for it?
Like I said, I think we got 2 years because, you know, we're talking strike in 2027. I really believe that. You've seen it so many times in sports, particularly in baseball. Man, that union fights for what they want. And the owners fight, too, and then always relinquish it in the end. There's always a compromise. But I see a long, drawn-out war in this one.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
So are you sure that this isn't just because you always root for the older guys that you like this Phillies team?
Well, I mean, they're half my age. These guys are old enough to be my kids. So, I mean,
that's very true.
I'm just rooting for I root for all our teams, man. I'm a Philly guy, born in Roxborough. It's Philly, Philly, Philly for me, and I don't care about anybody else. I want to be number one every single solitary year.
I love it, Steve. Hey, good call, buddy. So, speaking of number one, hopefully the Phillies at the end of the year will be. Time will tell. Here's what we know: they are going to honor someone who certainly was number one with the Phillies and someone who helped set them up to become number one with the Phillies. This Friday night, it's Toyota Wall of Fame night. Jimmy Rollins, star shortstop, 08 Phils champion, and Ed Wade, who they never broke through and made the playoffs with Ed Wade, but he had a huge role in putting that team together, obviously from the Jimmy and Ryan and Chase and Pat Burrell as well, but also Cole. I mean, a lot joined the organization under the tenure of Ed Wade. So the Phillies honor those two on Friday night. Phillies and Tigers playing a game that evening at 6:45. For tickets to
big
that
game,
one.
By the way, big game. The Tiger, I mean, they're the best team in the AL. Yeah, that's a massive series.
That's a big series. For tickets to that or any Phillies game, you can get yourself to Phillies.com to purchase them. We also can give them to you today because we're giving away a pair of tickets. And here's how you win the tickets today. On this day where we do crank it up with Goff. With Goff. Oh, boy.
It were golf in this heat, right?
With tennis coming up in about 6 hours. And the weather is going to be a real issue.
I keep thinking about every time Rhea's like, they move practice up in the update, and you're talking about moving. I'm like, well, tennis is at noon no matter what.
Yeah,
so.
Tennis is 3 hours after the Eagles move their practice up. But in honor of the tennis thing, we'll get to it in a moment, we ask you, what is something great that's got a title with weather in the title? A lot of ways to go. Now, to be clear, let me be very clear here. We're not assessing the best title that's got weather in it. We're assessing the best thing that's got weather in it. Meaning, if it's a movie, is that movie better than this book? Is this movie better than that movie? So, like the movie Heat, as an example. Bang! Weather
Bang.
In the title. Right? Heat, weather in the title. Now, James, I do need a ruling here. So something like White Christmas would not count. White signifies snow. But like, I'm trying to help people
counts.
Out.
No, I don't think that counts.
I agree. All right, so you got to have a more direct weather thing. Heat, hot, cold, snow would count. That's a form of weather.
Let me ask you a question. Would like winter, summer, fall count? Because I think they should, but I'm not sure.
I don't know about that. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Those are weather.
No, they're not
because
weather.
Those constitute
seasons that represent weather, but it's not really direct.
But you could have every form of weather during that.
I don't think that's So I would say no on that. Look, we will be the judge, but hit us up here at 215-592-9494. A title with weather in it, of which there are many songs, many movies, many books, probably some shows. Maybe even a band name. I don't know. John Ritchie, a title with weather in it. What do you have?
Joe, your favorite, Purple Rain. what a concept.
I write it down with disgust. All right, Seltzer, a title with weather in it. What do you have?
I will also go Rain. I will go Rain Man.
Oh.
Rain Man. Absolutely a good one.
I haven't seen that for a long time.
Oh, it's a tremendous movie. Just exceptional. Rhea, and again, everyone at 215-592-9494. I ask you, are you sure that this is the year for the Phillies to go for it? And also a title with weather in it. Rhea, what are you thinking?
Ain't No Sunshine.
Yeah. Yep.
Love that song.
Yep. That's another one. Look, there's big answers here for sure. Hit us up, 215-592-9494. We'll get the answer for tennis coming up in about 6 hours. So noon today at FDR Park, that's where we play. That's when we play. It is going to be very hot. I will tell you, John, I generally go in, fairly confident. But I am aware the heat is really going to be a hell of a factor. And if I'm the better player, and I'm not saying for sure I am, I really don't know, because what do I know about Jack and tennis? But if I'm the better player, I'm not thrilled that it's going to be so hot, because oftentimes extreme heat or extreme cold can benefit the lesser player, because it can kind of, even things out. And it is going to be oppressive. I mean, it really is.
Yes, and that should be a concern in terms of your hydration level. Also, your hydration level is tied into your muscle fibers being able to really be fully functional, especially when you got a groin issue.
Yep.
and you're trying to move laterally, yep. this really should be a concern for you.
Like, so last night I hydrated
hydrate,
a ton.
Hydrate.
I was told last night to hydrate a ton, so I did.
But not just water.
I know.
You need to split that with something.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With electrolytes and things like that in it. So go half water, half Gatorade, or half water, half Propel, whatever it is.
No, I mean, listen, I do believe I'll be ready from that standpoint. Now, don't get me wrong. It doesn't mean you can...
I see you have a banana, which is good.
I do have a banana.
That's great, actually. You might as well eat that now. You should eat another one later.
Yep, that's my plan.
That's good.
Thank you. No, I got the apples. I got the, what do you call this thing, a granola bar?
Granola bar.
And a banana.
Excellent source.
Thank you.
You know, you should just eat whatever feels right. I'm a firm believer.
Well, what feels right to me is a McDonald's Big Mac. So
No, really? That won't help.
Well, that's what feels
really?
Right.
Really? Do you actually feel like you could eat that right now?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know I shouldn't, but I'm just...
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think...
I'm so surprised. Yeah. When I was getting ready to go perform athletically, I had a very specific, like, I needed to eat essentially the same thing every time.
Yeah.
It was almost like ritualistic.
Okay.
But you're saying you might as well just go to McDonald's?
No, I know not to.
So.
You just said what feels right. What feels right is not eating a banana. It's eating a Big Mac. I'm doing what doesn't feel right. Yeah, my thing... So, Rhea, how do you think this tennis thing's going to go today? What's going to happen here?
The weather concerns me.
Yeah.
Because of your injury.
How are you going to, go to the
sides? You have to do what you have to do.
But you've got a groin. Yeah.
But it also will impact him. He's a lot bigger than you.
Yeah.
So, I think that could even that out. I think you're going to win.
You think I'll win
no
that?
Doubt that you'll... When you play, you can't just
you
pick up a
no
racket.
Doubt. That
because, I mean, as long as Jack's not lying about not having picked up a racket till he
was
8.
That's what confuses me. Why would he agree to do a sport that he has no ability to do? I think there's something
Joe
in there.
Joe agreed to running, John. Joe agreed to
that
running.
That is true.
I'm telling you, when I was at baseball, I have never seen a human run so slow in my life. And Joe agreed to run. So, I think it's just they had to agree to certain things they didn't want to.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just tell you from my vantage point, my thought was, look, we're not doing these ultra combat sports like MMA, boxing, football.
Now that would have been fun.
Or wrestling.
MMA. Watching you two kick each other would have been
fun.
So
we had to find an eclectic group of sports that would represent athleticism. And I think we nailed it. I think it's a good – I mean, first off, golf is the ultimate old person's game. It's the game that most adults play. That game gets played by adults more than any golf. Okay, then we went with
not
baseball.
Not necessarily an indication of athleticism.
Yeah, but it's a legitimate sport. We're not talking about bowling here. So you got golf, then you have baseball, which is a classic sport.
Delegitimizing bowling, by the way.
Yeah, it's bowling wouldn't make
sense. Bowling's a sport.
Right, then we go ultimately third here today with tennis, which is a classic. You know, it's one of the oldest sports in the world. And then four, running, which is probably the oldest sport, goes back to at least the ancient Greeks.
Yes.
I mean, that's the original Olympics, over 2,000 years ago. And then you round it out with basketball, which other than soccer is probably the sport played the most in America. I mean, that's a good group. So I thought it was a fair grouping that would represent what we bring to the table. Look, I'll be ready today. I expect to win. I'm not guaranteeing it as we sit here, given the groin injury, which came after my guarantee, and the freaking heat is a problem. But I will tell you, I'm pretty confident. We'll find out. Hey, I hope you're there. FDR Park, noon today. It's right here by the stadium. All the stadiums. FDR Park, very close by. All right, 215-592-9494. Something Fritz said about the tennis competition yesterday on the afternoon show. We'll get to that. Plus, the man, fascinating. Bryce Harper and Rob Manfred. That situation, that and more. Phone calls on all of it from Eagles training camp on 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.